How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver? The highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Wisdom must be something really, really good. We see in this verse, it's better than silver and gold. Well, what are silver and gold? They're things that are valuable, lasting, beautiful. Wealth is something wonderful. I saw this advert yesterday, and I just had to share it with you. Have a look at this. For those who can't see it on their screens. It says this, at Charles Stanley, we know that personal wealth means more than money. It reflects people's beliefs, ambitions, their ability to achieve their aspirations. It underpins their responsibilities, their lifestyle, their ability to help others, provides for future generations. Wealth can mean success and security to some, opportunity and freedom to others, and it can mean making a difference to families, communities, and our world. Wow. And I think we recognise something there, don't we? We need money to live, but it's become much more than that. Wealth gives us status and security and freedom. It allows us to be ambitious and influential, even kind. Many people see wealth as an intrinsic part of their lives, almost like a spiritual part of the life of the rich person who's reading that advert. Now, perhaps that advert grated with you a bit. It's typical, isn't it, that rich people think that having money is wonderful. But we should recognise that they've identified something true. Proverbs isn't completely negative about wealth. Yes, there's something much better. But don't let's kid ourselves that wealth is a bad thing, something that no one could possibly want. For example, Proverbs 10 verse 4 says, diligent hands bring wealth. In verse 15, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city. Verse 22 of chapter 10, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth. 11:25, a generous person will prosper. Wealth is a good thing, but the final analysis of wealth in Proverbs is that it doesn't underpin you as a person. Wealth brings with it danger as well as opportunity. If you want the greatest thing in life, you need to look somewhere else. Verse 16 of Proverbs 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. This is a really positive message. It's not saying that wealth is terrible, that we should avoid money. No, this verse works because we all know that wealth is a good thing. It gives us more choices, more security, freedom, opportunity, but there's something better. Not just a bit better, not just something to go alongside our wealth, to help us to use it better. No, it says in this verse, how much better to get wisdom than gold. Silver and gold, our wealth, pale by comparison with getting wisdom. You see, who you are is more important than the stuff you have or the money you earn. If you're going to give an analysis of your life, then your bank balance, your career, your earnings, your investments, your education are not the ultimate measures. It'd be like rating an athlete on the quality of their kit. It tells you something about them, but it's not the right analysis. I love it when I'm cycling to work, or when I used to cycle to work. You have, you're going up Jack Straw's Lane, and there's this other cyclist there with an expensive carbon fibre bike, the full Lycra kit. And then I'm overtaking them in my suit on a cheap aluminium frame. You see, your life is not measured by the things that you have. Maybe you feel your lack of wealth. Maybe you can think of those things you could do for your family if you had more money. The influence and status you would have. The home and garden that you could treasure, the experiences you could have, the security you could find, the things you could own. These are not bad things, but there's something much better. Maybe you wish you'd bought a house like other people have, or maybe one of your friends has nearly paid off their mortgage. Maybe you feel peer pressure or the opinion of your family about your situation. Maybe you've made mistakes in the past that have lost you money. Maybe the coronavirus is going to impact your finances. This is a real encouragement this morning. How much better is wisdom than gold? Maybe you've even made choices at some point in the past to deliberately earn less or to give some of your money away, and you think, oh, I could really do with that money now. Be encouraged. Wisdom is much better than money. If you listen to the message of the Bible and respond well, then we can all find something far greater. And this morning we're going to think about a few people in the Bible who made this choice to encourage us to make the same choice ourselves. And the first one we're going to think about is King Solomon. He was king of Israel after his father David. He's the author of the book of Proverbs that we're reading now. And in 1 Kings chapter 3, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." He said, "I'm only a little child. I don't know how to carry out my duties. I'm here among this great people. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" And the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. And God said, "Since you've asked for that and not long life or wealth or the death of your enemies, but you've asked for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you've asked. I'll give you a wise and discerning heart. There'll be no one like you. There's never been anyone like you, and nor will there ever be. And I'll also give you what you've not asked for wealth and honor. So in your lifetime, you will have no equal among kings." God calls us today to make the choice that Solomon did. We shouldn't underestimate the pull of wealth to be the number one goal in our life. We don't know, like Solomon, whether our wisdom will lead to wealth and honor in this life. But wisdom is far and away the better thing. How much better is wisdom than gold? Secondly, we're going to see how life is better than money. So we've seen how wisdom is better than wealth. Now we're going to see how life is better. Why is it that having wisdom is so much better than gold? Well, it's because it brings life. Verse 17, "The highway of the upright avoids evil. Those who guard their ways preserve their lives." Wisdom is a highway to life. Now, we have seen, haven't we, some very empty streets recently. You can walk or cycle, even drive through the streets of Oxford. You can even go through the streets of London without all the choking traffic. And the way of the upright is like a highway, a straight, open road. The way or the road of our lives is a central picture in Proverbs and throughout the whole Bible. And we've got two choices. We've got the path of the righteous or the way of the wicked. And a highway is the way of the righteous, the road that leads directly to the destination. In Proverbs 4:11, it's described as a straight path. There's a clear road that leads right to where you're going. In this case, in verse 17, the destination of this road is life. It's a road that avoids diversions. It's the way of wisdom, of righteousness, the way that avoids evil. Now, just because it's a highway, that's not to say it's the easiest path. Verse 17 says, "Those who guard their ways preserve their lives." We're not just going to saunter along the road and find ourselves in the right way. There's a straight road, but it's not necessarily easy to find. Jesus said in Matthew 7:14, "Small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life." Well, we've been watching Pilgrim's Progress as well this week. And it showed this idea really well in the film. There's a steep, rocky road that Christian follows. It's a straight way leading up, as you see here, up to where he comes to the cross. But it's not the easy way. It goes up steeply, it's rocky, it's narrow, it's difficult. It's not the way paved with gold, but it is the highway to life. Wisdom is much better than money. People think that money gives them a better life, that it promises better health, better retirement, a secure future. But real life, it teaches us here in Proverbs, is the life that avoids evil. The wisdom of Proverbs teaches us it's our own wrong behavior that really damages our lives. In the picture of the highway, evil is the boggy verge or the distracting path to the side. Staying on the highway to life is to live carefully, to cultivate wisdom, to guard our ways. Something like this happened to us on Friday. We walked out to Rainbow Bridge, you know, Rainbow Bridge in the university parks. We were on the Marston side. And we said, well, where should we go now? Should we go over this clear, straight path into the parks and then we can walk and come back? But look, over there, there's a little fence. Maybe we could go along the other side of the river. That looks a bit more exciting. Like, yeah, that looks really exciting. It'll probably join up with the other path again later. Of course, if you take that route, it turns out the river turns to these sort of bigger ponds, a bit of boggy ground, some barbed wire, a slightly angry looking goose. Eventually, we had to climb over the farmer's gate, the one that didn't have the barbed wire, and hope that he didn't tell us off. When we don't guard our ways, we live with the consequences. In our case, it was an inconvenient adventure. But to step off the highway of life is much more serious. Wisdom's ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. This is the highway that preserves life. So far, I've been talking about the quality of life, of goodness, which is part of what Proverbs means by life, but it means much more than that. It means life as opposed to death. And money does not have the power to save you from death. Verse 18 shows you what happens when you're not on the highway. You'll be on the road where you stumble and fall. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. The road may have seemed better at first, more exciting, but it's not the highway to life. If we're not on the highway of life, we stumble in that other way and fall. If we don't guard our ways, the road leads to destruction, in verse 18. Wise people understand that there's a reckoning for evil, that sin leads to destruction, that you can't buy life insurance against judgment. You can't pay cash to make yourself righteous. There's no pension that pays out in eternal life. Life is much better than money. Jesus said in Matthew 16, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" People have put a lot of work into their wealth. Maybe you're working hard at school or at university or at work. It might be even harder to work well at the moment, but it's a good investment to keep going. You know that hard work will enable you to earn a better living, to be more successful. And this is part of living wisely, but only a part. How much better to get wisdom than gold? Don't work so hard for your wealth and yet neglect your soul. The second example of a person in the Bible who made this choice was the Queen of Sheba. She came on a great journey to Solomon. She'd heard of his wisdom from a very long distance away and traveled with a train of great wealth to see if it was true. We can read about that in 1 Kings chapter 10. And when she'd heard and seen Solomon's wisdom, she gave Solomon huge amounts of gold. In fact, it's tons of gold, as well as spices and precious stones. She demonstrated by leaving her kingdom behind, by her journey, her expensive gifts, she was saying wisdom is worth her whole life. Wisdom is better than gold. And Jesus said we should take her as a warning if we don't listen to him. Jesus said, the Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here. Jesus is the one who's greater than Solomon. Jesus is the fulfillment of the wisdom that we're talking about when we say that wisdom is greater than gold. Jesus is the one that brings life when we say that life is greater than wealth and money. If we have wisdom, we realize that our problem is not how we can get money, but how we can find life. Obeying God is much more important. Life is better than wisdom, than money, sorry. Thirdly, we see that humility is better than money from verses 18 and 19. We've already looked a little bit at verse 18, but we see what is the thing that's causing this destruction? It's pride. You see, wealth is not just a good thing, not just something that's limited, but it's actively risky. It puts us at the risk of pride. At the end of verse 19, you see this successful army sharing plunder. They have defeated the enemy. They've piled up goods and captives. And these laughing soldiers are gleefully sharing out the spoils between them. They've tasted success in the battle, and now they have glory and wealth and status, and they are proud. It's their skill and strength that won them the battle. They don't acknowledge God. They barely acknowledge that it was luck. After all, they made their own luck. They literally think they are better people than others. And many people feel like that about their wealth today. They're the ones who've got ambition. They're the ones who've taken responsibility. They're the ones who can help others. They've made their families secure. They've earned it. But we see another group in verse 19. And they're the oppressed. They haven't got wealth. They've barely got enough to live. They live hand to mouth. They're at the mercy of others. Maybe their oppressors are even those proud soldiers. Which group is better? It's better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed. The view of wisdom is that of these two groups, the oppressed are much better off. We can see which path they're on. The proud rich haven't set themselves up for life with their plunder. No, they've wandered off the path. They think they're okay, but pride comes before a fall, as we know. They are arrogantly totting up their winnings, but they are in serious trouble. On the contrary, the lowly in spirit, they've got no pretense that they've achieved greatness by being better people. They're in huge difficulty. But it's better to be them. It's much better to get this insight than silver. Money lures us into thinking we're better. Insight tells us that we're not. If we're on the path of the righteous, we realize that it's not easy to stay there. We realize that we need help, that we haven't done it ourselves. We don't think it's a simple thing to guard our ways and preserve our life. But pride creeps up on us, doesn't it? I'm studying really well at the minute. I'm certainly doing better than average. I've got really loyal friends. I must be such a great person. I seem to be coping with lockdown. What a well-adjusted person I am. Well, my wealth is holding up, even though the stock market's down. How astute. Do your wealth and achievements lead you to pride? Do you know, it'd be better to be lowly in spirit with the oppressed than to have everything that you've earned. All wise people need to be humble. Is that what we value in ourselves? Is that what we value in our children? What's the message that you pick up from school? What's the message you pick up from work? You can develop the knowledge and skills and character and confidence to make a success of your life. Believe in yourself. Work hard. What is it you value in your children? Their academic success? Being clever and popular? Is that what you want for yourself? Or do you value above those things the lowly spirit? Who do we wish we were like? the ploughed plunderers, or the lowly oppressed? And before you go to the easy answer and say, of course, it's the lowly oppressed, just think how lowly they are. Are they feeling low in spirit because they can't travel to their second home during lockdown? No. Are they humble because they realise that, okay, actually some of my success was due to my education? Are they lowly because they're on an average wage? Are they lowly because they're just making ends meet? No, they are lowly in spirit because they are oppressed. They're being crushed. And Proverbs tells us we need to be as lowly in spirit as that. When we have seen the importance of avoiding evil to stay on the right path, when we recognize sin in our hearts and our abject distance from God, our spirits are as low as those who are being oppressed. Not sure that you need your spirit to be that low? Look how low Jesus went with to deal with our sin. He's our next example. Jesus chose humility rather than all the wealth that he was worth. Philippians 2 verse 8, being in very nature God, this is Jesus, he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit, along with the oppressed, than to share plunder with the proud. It's better to be lowly with the oppressed because God is with the oppressed. He is with the lowly in the Lord Jesus. If you want to have all the wealth of glory that's found in eternal life with God, it's not available to the proud and the self-sufficient. It can't be bought with money. It's for those who are lowly and humble. The proud will trip up and fall, but the lowly are on the highway to life and are loved by God. Maybe you look around at other Christians. They seem so confident and gifted. But do you know what? Every believer has had this same experience and has this same experience of being humble, of lowly in spirit, oppressed by our sin, but placed by God's grace on the highway to life. That's the only way that we can come to God. That's the only way that we can not fall into destruction, but walk with Jesus. Being humble is better than money. And our last point from verse 20, trusting in the Lord is better than money. The humble person trusts someone else, not themselves. The proud can trust their money, their resourcefulness, their earning power, but the lowly must rely on someone else and trust them. And so too, we must listen and trust in God's word. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, verse 20, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. The first half of that verse, giving heed to instruction, is all about the word or the teaching and tells us about the one who listens and pays attention and gives careful thought, deals well with those words. That's the person who prospers, who succeeds, who finds what is good. That's where real prosperity comes from. This is the prosperity that's much better than gold. The one who listens and speaks and submits to the word they're taught. That person is the one who really succeeds in life. It's much better than gold or silver because it goes beyond lumps of metal or balances on an account or numbers on a spreadsheet or your name written on a piece of paper. When we listen to this word, when we submit humbly to what we've heard, encourage one another with it, teach it to our children, we're trusting not in our wealth, but in the Lord. And that's what it means to be truly blessed. The last person we're going to mention today who made this choice in his life was Paul, the Apostle Paul. He chose faith in Christ and chose to lose everything else. He says in Philippians 3, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. Compared to faith in Christ, everything else, however valuable, is rubbish. If we trust in God, we want something different. If the objective of our lives is to get stuff, to have exclusive experiences, to get security in this life, we need money, we need cash. But if we want righteousness, humility, and peace in God, if we want eternal life on the highway that avoids evil, we need to trust God. We can't trust money. It's not reliable. If it's money that underpins and determines what we're able to do, then we're stumbling along on the wrong path. We're not on a highway to life, but are on the path of destruction. Our character is being corrupted. Our wealth will not result in a life of goodness. But we can trust the Lord. If we look to him rather than money, set our hearts towards getting wisdom, guard our ways to walk in righteousness, humble ourselves to acknowledge our need, and listen to his word, then we've chosen something far better than wealth. Wealth promises security from disaster, but it can't even protect us from a virus. Jesus gives us eternal security, even from death and judgment. Wealth promises us freedom and opportunity, but we find it binds us into being proud. Jesus gives us the real freedom to be lowly in spirit and at the same time know that we've gained the greatest treasure. Wealth promises a charmed life, but the blessings we find when we trust in the Lord are not just a bit better, they are beyond compare. They're the blessings of God to the ones he loves in Jesus. They are life on the right path in this life and life with him forever. And that's why Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." It's better to trust in the Lord than to have any amount of money. Let's pray together. Our Father, how we thank you for the path of life that you show us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that it is so much better to follow him than to get gold and wealth. Lord, we thank you for the wisdom and insight that comes from your word. So you show us the futility of money. As good as it is, Lord, we thank you that you've shown us it cannot bring life. It cannot bring us to be humble before God. It cannot bring us to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It cannot make us righteous. And so, Father, we pray that you will help us, that we might choose you over all the wealth of this world, that we might be able to see that it's even better to be oppressed and lowly in spirit than it is to have wealth. Lord, we pray that we would all then be those who are humble and lowly, who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For we pray in his name. Amen.